What's up, TSO gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, baddies and daddies? What the fuck is going on, y'all? So I have decided to go ahead and run a part two on motherfucking what? Y'all see that topic? Motherfucking masturbation. And I'm talking about with or without your partners. And guess what? We got Chris back on the line. To go ahead and put his input in on masturbating with or without your partner. Like, y'all already know my standpoint. Part one tells it all. So if you have not checked it out, go ahead back and check it out. Part one is there for you. It's two episodes back. But guys, y'all already know we got the good old support and our community going on. So if you are tuned in on Spotify, and if you are not, go ahead and tune in now. But if you are, you already know we got the good old messages. If you guys want to go ahead and send in a topic, a message, your perspective, please feel free to. That is what we are here for. And if you have anything to support, we start at 99 cents for content. If not, you are greatly appreciated just for a listen. Babes, we are here for you. All right, baddies and daddies, let's get into this. Let's go ahead and get Chris on the motherfucking line, y'all. All right, guys, so we have Chris here. Chris, got to introduce yourself to the people.
What's going on? It's Chris Trendon. What's up?
So you already know the topic is masturbating. And I'm curious, is like, you know, to know masturbating. Let's talk about first. We're going to go ahead and start with just masturbating, period. Okay. Like, is this something that, if you're comfortable telling the people, is this something that you do?
Gotcha. So it's something that I used to do. I will say that.
Okay. Now, how comfortable were you ever, if you have ever been, with a partner?
I've been pretty comfortable.
Okay. So does that come naturally? Because I know a lot of people that are not comfortable with masturbating with their partner. Like, I, for self, I have done it with someone, but I know also that I know someone that wasn't comfortable with doing it with me. I've always been one to be comfortable, but I do know some people are not comfortable. Mm-hmm. So did that like come natural, or like did your partner have to talk you into it?
I feel like more so it came natural just because of the aspect, like, you know, I've been comfortable around my partner just in general. So I feel like you have to be comfortable with your partner to be able to, you know what I'm saying, to make that enjoyment together versus, you know, you're not comfortable. Because typically, like, you know, when you have sex, you're typically, not everybody's comfortable, but you become comfortable after a while. Like, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, you know what I mean? You become comfortable after being with that person for so long. So for me, it's one of those things.
Okay. So you've never, like, just jumped in there and, like maybe your second encounter, like, hey babe, let's like masturbate and like look at each other?
Oh, no.
No.
I have to be comfortable around you, you know what I'm saying, to necessarily do that. I'm not gonna be like, hey, look, you know, I barely know you, but like, hey, let's jump in there.
Well, no, not like, okay, so I guess I said that kind of wrong. Uh-huh. So not like your second date. I mean, your second sexual encounter. Like, maybe not the first one, you know, you want to go ahead and see what it's like, but like your second sexual encounter, like have you ever like thought maybe, or like jumped out there and like, you know, hey babe, let's do this?
No, so I have to be all comfortable.
so you have to literally get comfortable like sexually also. Like, I thought you meant like it was just like if you guys hadn't had sex yet.
Yeah, no. So we gotta go through the you know what I'm saying, you see me, I see you. You know what I'm saying? Then later on down the line, then it's like, all right, you know, we're a little bit more comfortable now. Then let's kind of go into it, you know?
Okay. So, so since you say that, it leads me to my next question, which is going to be, so if you're like, how, what do you mean by like comfortable, like having sex? Because like the first time you have sex, other than being a virgin, of course, mm-hmm. it all pretty much like kind of is the same. I don't know. Am I not accurate?
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
So the act of sex, like, okay. So when you like do your act of sex, like, is it, do you have like an intimate stage? Like, do you just have like, and what I mean by intimate, like, because that's what I consider like masturbating with your partner. Mm-hmm. And I would be comfortable like my second encounter, just because I feel like it's a deeper, sexual level. Mm-hmm. Like it's just so much stronger. So I'm curious, like, what you mean by like you need to get comfortable like with the sexual act.
So I'll put it like this, because like you were stating that like not like the second date, but like the second, like, you know, sex encounter pretty much.
Yes.
So when I say comfortable, it can still be like the second sexual act or whatnot, but like I'll say more so like maybe, and it might be over OD, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'll say like maybe like a third or fourth time, because we've done it enough times to know like, okay, you know what I mean? Because
okay.
I feel like at the same time, depending on like that connection or that relationship or that sex life with the two, you know what I mean, like, mm-hmm. it could be where it's like, who, I mean, I don't know, who knows, like, you have sex twice, but you've only been knowing each other for like, you know, a week or so, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it just kind of depends.
Okay, well, yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, when you, yes, if it's a short term,
yeah,
kind of thing, well, yeah, you, I guess I'd just be looking at it like from my standpoint, because I'm definitely not having sex with someone in a week of knowing them. So yeah, right, thanks right. for opening up my my perspective on that. I appreciate it.
No problem.
So as far as like having, like, you having sex, mm-hmm. like, how do you, like, is it like, do you differentiate, if that's a word, guys, don't judge me.
We won't.
Do you like separate your acts depending on how long you've known the person, or the person themselves? Like, and I mean your acts, like, not, I mean, maybe not everybody eats pussy the same day, or like, mm-hmm. this, like, with everyone also. So that's what I mean, like, by act, like, or like massage, maybe you massage girls before you do it, like, just anything in specific that you, is there anything in specific that you like tend to stick with, and that's like just in generally something you do with sex, period, like, doesn't matter the person or this, or does it?
I mean, I person too, you know,
mm-hmm.
I have stuck to the same routine, and,
mm-hmm.
and there's times where it's like it changes up, you know, react to you know, your acts pretty much. So okay. it varies.
Okay. No, separate from them, like, yeah. do you just always like tend to go to this, whatever your thing is, like, do you just like, before even getting to know that they don't like this or they would like it, like, it's uh-huh. like, you do you just do it with everybody, like, this thing that you have, because like everybody, you know, has their like their go-to, like, you right. know, 'cause you just, you want to impress, right? So
right.
everybody has their like go-to, like, do you have a go-to?
I do. So can I say that on here? Or?
This is, listen, guys, let's make sure y'all pour in the messages so Chris Trendon can open over here. This is all explicit. And we have our warning, so everybody okay. knows.
Okay, perfect. All right, so typically, you know what I'm saying, I'll go for, like, I'm one of the types to where it's like, I'll go for, you know what I'm saying, rubbing first. You know, I start off with rubbing.
Okay.
Then I might go to the neck, and then we might ease and work our way down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's okay. Typically how I start off in my go-to.
Okay. So it's like, so you know, when you said, you saying it, because I'm just such a vivid person, I just, you know, I don't know, I just automatically had to imagine it. And I'm imagining it. and guys, this is probably why I have this podcast. It's just because I'm this type of person. But I literally envision a television show. Like, I envisioned one of those, like, shows where you're just sitting on the bed and, like, you're sitting next to each other and, like, you're doing
Sorry, it went out.
Are you really, like, sitting on the bed and just, like, doing what you said?
No, so, like, that, like, okay. Literally, that's my actual routine. I mean, of course, like, you got to read the body language, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just go into it and then it doesn't flow right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has that smooth, from a guy perspective, that smooth, like you said, go-to that will, that everybody reacts to.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't go through, like, with the, you know, then it's like, all right, we'll try a different route, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Okay, so that leads me to... Okay, so do you... Let's say that didn't work, since you mentioned it. So, what, like, do you, like, give up? Or, like, do you have a second push?
So, I have a second push. That's it for me.
Okay.
You know, obviously, you're not trying to really go fully there. Like, so it's that second attempt, the rubbing on work, you know what I'm saying? We'll start off with, you know, okay, put it like this. I'll just put it like this. The way I typically do things, you know, not trying to be like cognitive like that, but all right, you know, if anybody
have like the eyes and stuff like that,
right? So I look in your eye to kind of like get attention, because I feel like once I feel like, not saying that I can mesmerize you, mesmerize you. You know what I'm saying?
You have and then once eyes.
I got your attention on that level, then I'll try. It's like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Now we're going to go on touchy Philly type of move. And then we're going to down a little bit from there. And if you know what I'm saying, if your body language is feeding to it, you're good.
Okay. Well, I feel like, because yes, I mean, I don't know if you've ever had a girl come on to you before you having to, you know, lean in, but yeah, that's me all the way. So I definitely have three go-tos. I definitely, I probably would have more if it's something that I'm really like trying to get. I'm gonna get it. So yeah. I can feel the multiple go-tos, like, for sure. Yeah. But I think that, do you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how vital do you think, since you said that you have done it, how vital do you think it is to have that session, like, of masturbating with your partner? Like, do you, like, doing it, did it do anything with your relationship? Like, make it any stronger, your sexual vibe? Like, is it vital for your relationship in general? Like, you?
I mean, I don't feel like it's as vital on that aspect of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the other aspect, yes, it's definitely vital. You know, it needs some tension that has to release every now and then, for sure. You know.
Yeah. So I think it's vital because I think it's a very strong intimacy level. Like, it's super intimate. So I feel like, and you're just like super open. Like, I feel like that's the most vulnerable you could ever be with. Like, cause you know, like when, like, imagine, like, you know, masturbating and getting caught by your partner. Like, you know, it just leaves you feeling like, oh my God, I can't believe they just seen me. Like, I know I've gotten caught a lot of times. So, like, you know, like, it's like, oh, a little shame there to it.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the most vulnerable you could be with your partner. So I really think that it's important to like have that moment, whether it's like, you know, once a month or whatever, but I feel like it's important to relationships to like have that moment. I think that every relationship should definitely experience it.
I mean, but
no, yeah,
it's like one of those things where it's like, if it happens, it happens, but like, I won't, you know what I mean?
Like, hey babe, let's do this,
right?
I don't know. I think it's important, but I understand different perspectives. So it's cool to get yours. No, so I definitely want to hear from the public. Like, we definitely, like, are you curious to know what others think? Like, how others feel about it?
I definitely am curious, for sure. I mean, everybody has their... For sure, but it is... Like, I mean, never know.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had some wild encounters. So yeah, I mean, you definitely never know what a person is thinking or would want to do in the bedroom. And yeah, that's why I got this podcast. And I'll leave those encounters for another episode. But Chris, any you know, handles you want to go ahead and drop for the people before we end this episode?
Definitely. So you guys can follow me on all social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and all the other social media. Chris Trendon, no G. And yeah, check me out.
Yeah, guys, we'll have him back on another episode, of course. We'll get him back sometime soon. Thanks, Chris, for tuning in.
No problem. I appreciate you for having me.
Of course. All right, gang. We'll see y'all later.